So I'm joined now by Matt Berry here on University Radio Nottingham. Thank you for joining us, Matt. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Now, you're about to go on tour to promote the Small Hours album from the 23rd of October. And specifically, you're performing in Nottingham on the 3rd of November in Rescue Rooms.
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to about the tour? And where else are you heading off in your tour of the UK?
We're doing Coco in London. We're doing all the major cities, I think. I'm doing the Rescue Rooms. I've played the Rescue Rooms 3 or 4 times. So, and I can remember it from when I was a student. I don't think it was called the Rescue Rooms when I was there 20 years ago. But, So it's always good to be back in Nottingham.
And was it still next to Stealth, the club there, when you were in Nottingham? There's now another big club right next to it.
Well, all I remember from that area was Rock City. It was just another kind of close by. I love that about it. And I love the fact, you know, they had a slight foot in sort of history, you know, with the oldest pub.
Yeah, Yale Trip and stuff
like
that.
Forest. Yeah, and there was a Goose Fair.
Oh, yeah, Goose Fair's fun.
It's about now, isn't it? The Goose Fair.
Yeah, it's coming up. Yeah, it's. I think, it's around late October time.
That's right, yeah.
And talking about your new album, The Small Hours... When I was listening to it, it came across as quite almost melancholic, you know, the, kind of, for me, almost a pessimistic tone. Do you feel there's a note of optimism there, or is it all quite...
Well, there is for me. I mean, the reason why it kind of sounds like that is because I don't want to write songs about, you know, when things are going well. I don't want to write, you know, songs about good things, you know, that are kind of happening to me, because I don't think that's very interesting. So it kind of sounds like, you know, it's all downbeat, but that's just, you know, it's, I started it sort of 3-odd years ago. So, you know, it isn't a state of, you know, a constant kind of state of mind. You know, it would be the difficult kind of times, you know, within the, you know, within that kind of 3 years or whatever, you know, almost 4 years.
So it's been a long work in coming then?
Well, I've done other things, but I did music for Insomniacs in between it, which was an instrumental album. But, you know, I don't think you should write anything unless you've got something to say.
And getting on to the creative process, when you're writing it, is it, you know, some musicians, when they write music, it's for, they think, right, this is just for my personal enjoyment. I want to be able to listen back to this and like it. Or are you expecting people to relate and understand and enjoy?
No, number one. And that's the same within any art that I do. That's the same within whether it's stuff for TV or making albums. I'm doing it for myself and stuff that I, you know, would want to listen to, you know, and stuff that I would want to watch. I'm not doing it with any audience in mind whatsoever. And that might sound odd, you know, in terms of like comedy, but it's absolutely true. I don't care if there's a slight worry that the audience might not get this particular like joke. If I get it, then that's all I kind of care about.
No, I completely agree. One of my favorite musicians always places the enjoyment of his music over whether or not it's you know, mainstream success. But what do you prefer then, getting onto the subject of acting? Is, you know, do you prefer the medium of acting, or is music actually your...
I don't prefer either. I love doing both, and I'm very lucky, you know, to be able to do both. There's no kind of preference. They're both, you get different sensations, you know, from doing, it's different sort of buzzes from doing both. And I really love doing all of it, to be honest.
We had a question from a student at Nottingham who asked if your TV series, Toast of London, is almost holding up a mirror to what the acting profession is actually like to go into.
Well, no, I mean, it depends what kind of actor you are. The fact that he's an actor isn't that important. It's the fact that he is disillusioned and he reckons himself. And he could be a fireman, or he could be, you know, there's a whole bunch of jobs. You know, he could be a lawyer. I just kind of chose acting because that's the world that, you know, that I know, you know, in the voiceover world. That's the only reason why he's an actor. But it's more about him being a dick and, you know, how, you know, he kind of suffers other dicks, a whole bunch of dicks. That's kind of what it's about.
Well, yeah, fair enough, yeah. And We were thinking earlier, because we're very lucky to have two tickets to give away to your performance at Rescue Rooms on the 3rd of November.
Right.
If we gave those tickets to Douglas Renham, do you think he would turn up?
To who?
To Douglas Renham from the IT Crowd.
Oh, right. He's a boss.
Yeah.
Isn't he? I wouldn't have thought so. He probably wouldn't have any interest in what music was. And he certainly wouldn't have any kind of clue, you know, to somebody who does kind of comedy and music. That, you know, that wouldn't be any interest in. So I guess the answer's no. Though I don't really know. You best to ask him.
Well, we'll try. And also, we were wondering as well, as part of the giveaway, if we could get you to just record a quick ident for us. And a lot of us here are big fans of the stuff you did for, like, the commentary on the boat race and Father's
yeah.
Day and those little BBC things. And we were wondering if you could do it in that kind of style as a kind
can
of...
Can we do that style? Because that's a BBC thing. I'll do something for you.
Oh, great. Thank
what
you.
What is it?
Yeah, so if you could just go... You're listening to University Radio Nottingham.
You're listening to University Radio Nottingham.
Great. Thank you very much, Matt. It's been a pleasure. And
is that
we'll,
all right?
We'll see you on the 3rd of November.
Yes, indeed. I'll see you there, my beauty.
Great. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.